Do you ever get nervous or anxious? Sometimes the toughest thing to do to overcome your fear is to just take those first steps forward. Come Adventure With Me is the title track of my brand new album inspired by the 1977 Rankin and Bass film, The Hobbit. You can learn about it today on Pub Songs and Stories, number 281. Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a sci-fi-ish musician and podcaster living in Atlanta, Georgia, and I compost non-meat scraps. Maybe I'll talk about that in a blog post or something, but I also have a brand new album that is out today. It is out right now as of March 4th, so please go check that out. I'll tell you more about it in a moment, but talking about the title track of the album today on the show, which I'm really excited about. If you're new to the show, please subscribe. You can do that at pubsong.com or just send an email to follow@keltfather.net. So I was really, I was so excited. I went to Maggie McGinnis Pub a couple weeks ago, and that was in Huntsville, Alabama, and I found this great stop-off place. Little River is the name of the area, and I've been there before. In fact, I have a video of it. I include that in the show notes. So I went for a walk and I brought my digital recorder and I recorded a podcast. This podcast. There was a lot of wind. I was a little worried about how it was going to turn out. Turns out that wasn't even the issue. My batteries died on my bloody machine. So I just checked the audio and it didn't work at all. So here I am. I was so excited because I was thinking, if I'm going to do a track called Come Adventure With Me, surely it would be great to go out into the great wilderness and I'm in a little bit of an adventure and you can come adventure with me. Alas, that was not the case, but maybe you can hear some of the rainfall that's happening as I record this episode. So, oh man, so frustrating. But in any case, I have been posting polls over on Patreon. My goal is to find out what your favorite songs are on my albums. And I've been doing album after album. I'm getting a lot of great feedback, which some of the stuff I already knew, and others I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool to hear. So I would love your comments, in particular with the newest album that I'm polling, which is my brand new album, Come Adventure With Me. Some of you have already bought it. Others might be buying it today since it's now live. But I would love it if you'd go vote for it. Head on over to pupsong.com. You'll find a link to the Patreon poll where you can cast your vote if you're a patron. So go do that, please. As I prepared for the release of Come Adventure With Me, I put together a new merch bundle. It features a CD, album pen, poster, and songbook for one low price. So if you want to support my music, and there's also a couple other bundles, one which is just album pens, one is a CD and songbook. Go check it out. You can find it all at magerecords.com. Again, as I've said on many times, you know, musicians rely on your support. I rely on your support to make music. Patreon is like my number one way. But sales are really big because some people don't necessarily want to pay monthly for a Patreon support. So if you're able to do both, or if you're able to do one or the other, you can go do that. If you want the physical merch, which is always a big plus, then head on over and get that bundle at magerecords.com. The first song you got to hear was Selkie's Life. It's also from my album, Come Adventure With Me. You can hear the story about it on show number 234, a show called Selkie and the Call of the Sea. Find a link in the show notes. Upcoming shows. This Saturday, I have a show at Sonoya Beer Company on March 17th, my birthday, and St. Patrick's Day. I'll be at Wings Cafe and Tap House March 23rd through 31st. Two weekends, I'll be at Sherwood Forest Fair in Central Texas. And Andrew and I, the Broadway Nagian Bards, are doing a Dragon Con Filk Music Concert on March 28th. This is not my complete calendar. As I record this, I'm waiting to hear back about a gig on March 16th as well. And I still haven't picked a date as of recording for my internet concert, my St. Patrick's Day internet concert, which I think is going to be earlier in the week than usual. So make sure you check the calendar on markgun.com to see the latest list of performances. And again, you can find all of that by visiting our show notes. All right, so the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is the other giant podcast that I host. Four times, in fact, award-winning podcast. It's a wonderful show. I highlight a whole bunch of great bands. But I also have the Celtic Top 20, which is when I ask listeners to vote for their favorite songs in each episode. I was a little bit bummed that this track did not join it. Man Ran, Crow Flies is the name of the track. It's from their album Urar. I heard it on the Folk on Foot podcast, and I absolutely love the track. And I hope you enjoy the track as much as I do. This is Man Ran with Crow Flies.
Gone are the days when I knew what was for me. 22 without a clue, where I was heading. Hands and mine, I will I breathe.
Join the club. The show is brought to you by my supporters on Patreon. If you enjoy this podcast or my music, you can join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. You get something new every week. It could be a bonus podcast, downloadable songs, printed sheet music, blogs, stories from the road. Plus, you'll get access to my videos, like my Coffee with a Celt Father video concert series. That's happening. The next one is happening actually this Wednesday, March 6th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. You can find all the details when you send an email to follow@celtfather.net. And if you can't support me financially right now, that's cool. I understand their times can be tough, but you can sign up on Patreon for free and you'll still get a lot of cool stuff. So go check that out. Big thanks to my Kickstarter supporters and extra huge thanks to Rich and Leslie Maynard, Carol Burrill, Emily Dragon Noodle Gaskell, Larry and Sarah Beth Cook, Les Howard, Sunshine Navigator Burke, Janine Rinker, Zan Rosen, Vicky Solomon, Thomas Brown, Chris Dobie, Crimson Dragon, Jason Denon, Kathy Smith, Del Christie, DW, Tammy Glover, Angela Hughes, Ben Duran, Thule Family, Crab Donkey, Glenn Bartram, Rumbly Porter, Carol Crazy Cat Lady Donahue, Mike and Sam Cavanaugh, Jim and Jan Senkush, Tony and Enzo Lamana, Jennifer Crispin, Mark Peters, Wendy Erisman, Ree Sheridan Rose, Tracy O'Shea, Kathleen Sloan, Lawrence Lang, James Odell, Leanne Mott, Kelly Dursky, thank you all so much for supporting my album, Come Adventure With Me. These are all the Kickstarter supporters for my album, and I really appreciate you supporting this Kickstarter and making it happen, because it really obviously means a lot to me. And it helps a lot, too, for helping me to pay for stuff for my music and the podcast. It just helps a lot, so thank you. So, Come Adventure With Me, the title track to my brand new album, which is out today. Come Adventure With Me is inspired by the 1977 Rankin and Bass film, The Hobbit. It was written as part of the In the Verse podcast that I do with Mikey Mason, show number 2.2, season 2, episode 2. We sat down to write a song inspired by that film, and this was my contribution to that podcast. I really love how it came out. It features Sam Gilogli on violin and Rich Brotherton on guitar. Now, I did actually record a Come Adventure With Me podcast that I was originally going to feature here, but I published it on Patreon last fall, and I decided that I wanted to share a little bit more because I got some ideas out of that recording, and I didn't touch on it nearly as much, so we're going to talk about that a little bit. So I first saw The Hobbit in the sixth grade after moving from Maryland to Texas. And it was a very important time of my life. For one, it was a big change. I moved from Maryland to Texas and at a time when life was changing. And it was just my dad, my brother, and me. My mom was still living in Maryland. It was kind of scary. So when I saw The Hobbit in class, I was... I think it touched something else, something deeper, because, you know, I've always loved the idea of small enclosed spaces. I always felt like a hobbit. I remember when we drive back and forth to Texas from Maryland, because my family's from Texas. When we do that, I remember one time we had this little, I don't even know what kind of car it was, but it was a yellow and black and yellow, or yellow and black rather, very yellow and very black with little black streaks. It's sort of the bumblebee thing. And I would sometimes sit in the back. We'd have all the luggage and such packed in the back, and I would sit in the back and I'd be like, "Do you have space back there?" "No, I don't, but it's great. Woohoo!" Or the closets and such. So the Hobbit thing was very important to me. But after seeing the movie, though, I remember walking through the streets of my neighborhood in San Antonio, and I was trying to figure out, you know, I didn't have any friends and such, and I was having trouble making them because I'm an introvert. And I remember walking down and I met this guy, Mark. They were playing Dungeons and Dragons, and I, you know, loitered for a while, and they invited me to come play, and I played it, and it was just something about it struck home. I think it was partially the Hobbit thing, you know, my love of the movie, The Hobbit. And, but it struck home and I was like, ooh, this is so much fun. So I went home and I started spending all my money, my allowance and such on Dungeons and Dragons stuff. And I found another friend, Steve, who was also interested, and he became part of my gaming. Robert would occasionally play. Mark, actually, that was probably the last time I've actually played with him. But my main friend, Steve, he and I would play all the time. Robert occasionally joined us. And it was just really weird that I spent all my time focused on playing Dungeons and Dragons, all my time thinking about it. I'd go to school and I'd, you know, create campaigns and worlds in my head and occasionally writing them down as I sat there in class. A lot of time was spent thinking about Dungeons and Dragons. And The Hobbit was a big part of that. It really struck me. And there's a scene in particular that really made changes for me. And that was that scene at the very end of the movie when Bilbo Baggins is walking into the tunnel to go into Smaug's lair. And he's standing there and you hear him thinking out loud. He's saying, do I turn around? Do I head back? Or do I keep going forward? And it's a scary moment to go forward, to face your dragons. So when we were working on the podcast together, in the Verse podcast with Mikey, I realized it was about overcoming fear. It was about transformation, to realizing that you're no longer living in your little hobbit hole, alone and secluded and happy, but there's so much more that out there, that if you can overcome your fear. And that's the story that I took with me when I started writing Come Adventure With Me. And this is one of my favorite songs right now. And that's because I love it when I can write a song that tells a story. But also, I feel like this story, even if you haven't seen the movie, it's important. It means something. It has a lot of depth. You'll probably love it if you've played Dungeons and Dragons at all, or if you're into adventure and fantasy. But if you have seen the movie, then there's so many little secrets in this story that makes it so moving. So let's go through the song line by line, and I'll tell you some of the stories for those who aren't familiar with it. And if you are, you'll probably pick up on these pretty easily. It starts, there's a secret door to a hall unknown, inside are fears that turn me to stone. So the secret door, Bilbo and the dwarves find a secret door that leads into the lonely mountain to Smaug's lair. Inside are fears that turn me to stone. The fears part, obviously, you know, Bilbo is afraid, but it also harkens back to my Dungeons and Dragons days with dragons who could emit fear. And so just the being around them just immediately instills fear and awe. But then he turned me to stone reflects the trolls that Bilbo and the dwarves encounter who end up turning to stone. Do I step forward or head back home? Which is the path for me? And this is the question that Bilbo poses in that tunnel. To go forward, to head back home, which way do we go? And it's the question that all of us face at some point when we're trying to overcome our fear. Do we keep going forward or not? I raise my head and take one step more. The ground, it shakes. I look back to the door. Looking back to the door is a moment when he does actually look back to the door. And he does take one step forward. But the ground, it shakes again is inspired by the movement of Smaug, which can shake the very ground you're walking on. Feels like I'm caught and stuck to the floor, and so I cut myself free. The idea of being caught and stuck to the floor is the idea of, again, being frozen with fear. But I also bring in the idea of the spiders, the giant spiders that they encounter in Mirkwood Forest, and that Bilbo has to end up cutting himself and the dwarves free. I'm going to come back to the chorus in just a moment. There are ugly goblins doing scary things deep down in dungeons. There are magic rings. Crossing the mountains, they do encounter some goblins and with lots of drama in there. But Bilbo, of course, gets separated and ends up in deep down in the dungeon where he runs into Gollum and finds the magic ring. Live or die with the riddles we bring, which is how he escapes Gollum, is through riddles based on who's going to, whether he gets shown his way out or whether Gollum eats him. You'll find your way through the dark. And there's a moment, and that also harkens back to the magic ring, where Bilbo is crawling along the ground because it's pitch black, and he finds, what is this? A ring. Okay, I'll just put that in my pocket. Turns out it is, of course, Gollum's ring, which the next line brings up. My precious life has so many memories. A precious is the line, of course, that Gollum uses for the magic ring. But each of us has so many memories, which, of course, Bilbo has. We all face our own goblins as we stumble through the darkness, feeling like there's so many questions that are unanswered that we don't know. And how do we find our way through the dark? Well, sometimes it's through our memories. Like the one that Bilbo experiences in Mirkwood Forest when he climbs up the trees and he sees fluttering birds and butterflies in trees, which is the line that I use. My home is comfort. Comfort is a breeze. But there's another way to live. It's so easy to try to be comfortable and not step out our door. But we miss out on those birds and the butterflies and the beauty of life and the new memories that are even created. So many wars, it's an endless fight to slay our dragons that soar through our night. There is the Battle of Five Armies, the wars that I refer to in this line. But the endless fight is more the wars in our own souls, and as we're fighting to overcome our own fears and move forward and to become our own adventurers, to slay our dragons, as it might be. Because it's soaring through our night that they soar. Each of us has our own dragons. But I'm no coward. I'll do what is right before I make my way home. Thorin, the head of the dwarves, calls Bilbo a coward at one point, and Bilbo knows that that's not true. He's just that, in fact, Thorin is a bit scared on his own right, because he's not doing. But Bilbo knows to do what is right, because that ultimately is the way home, either, you know, physically or metaphorically. We have to be brave. Keep adventuring. Now I'm back with stories that ring, a truth that soars up on eagle wings. Back with stories that ring is a line from Gandalf in there when Gandalf says to Bilbo, your story has a ring of truth, knowing that he has the magic ring. But we all have our stories. We all have our individual truths. And the idea of the eagle wings is that not only were the eagles in the Hobbit that carried them to safely, but it is also, again, a metaphor of being lifted up and soaring high and feeling confident in the moving forward. Let's not forget the songs elves sing. Well, on the one hand, that's sort of a line just because it rhymed nicely. I also realized, though, it's not just that, because it's another one of the joys, which I mentioned at the end, oh, the joy that they bring, the joys of life that we get to experience when we step outside our door and overcome our fear. So the chorus of the song goes, this world's a treasure that is full of strife. Every moment can enrich your life. Just face your dragons with the edge of a knife. It's a better life you see. Come adventure with me. And that brings it all together, because it is recognizing that you can overcome your fear, and there are great rewards when you overcome your fear, not necessarily financially, but it allows you to keep experiencing things and meeting new people and seeing new things. It's just wonderful to do. And I love the chorus. Whenever I sing it, I have every moment can enrich your life. Enrich your life. I end up shaking my head side to side just because it makes me, I don't know, it just makes me happy. Just the flow is boop, boom. Enrich your life. Just wonderful. All right. I'm going to play for you the song. You can figure out if you love this as much as I do. Here is Come Adventure With Me from my same titled album.
To a hall unknown, inside of fears that turn me to stone. Do I step forward or head back home? Which is the path for me? I raise my head and take one step more. The ground it shakes, I look back to the door. Like I'm caught and stuck to the floor, so I cut myself free. This world's a treasure that is full of strife. Every moment can enrich your life. Just face your dragons with the edge of a knife. It's a better life you see. Come adventure with me. goblins doing scary things. Deep down in dungeons there are magic rings. Live or die with the riddles we bring. You'll find your way through the dark. My precious life has so many memories. Fluttering birds, butterflies in trees. My home is comfort, comfort is a breeze. But there's another way to live. This world's a treasure that is full of strife. Every moment can enrich your life. Just face your dragons with the edge of a knife. It's a better life, you see. Come adventure with me.
Hope you enjoyed that song. If you did, again, show your support and buy a copy, or buy a copy for a friend, or share it with a friend. I hope to have some more stuff to share in the days to come. Oh, there's one little tidbit that I forgot to throw in there, and that was, if you might have noticed at the end of the final chorus, I guess it is, where I have this little chord change. It's a better life, you see. And I love that little chord change. It reminds me of these 70s songwriters, things that come about. I've never been added that to a song before, and it just happened by accident. And I was so thrilled at the accident. I was like, oh, that's what people do. Oh, neat. Any case, you can go to magerecords.com. You can buy the album. You can get also the merch bundles if you want to do that. I hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to sharing another track with you next week. Talk to you soon. Sláinte. Thank you for listening to Pub Songs and Stories. This episode was edited by Mitchell Peterson. You can follow and listen to the show on my Patreon or wherever you find podcasts. Sign up to my mailing list to learn more about songs featured in this podcast and discover where I'm performing. Remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on climate change. Have fun and sing along at pubsong.com.